Hey friends, it's Thursday and we are in John chapter 7 today. And this is a neat continuing saga here in that there was a festival coming up and Jesus was up north in Galilee. I'm just kind of going to retell the story today. He's up in northern Galilee. That's where Nazareth was. That's where he was from. That's where he grew up, right? And the Festival of Tabernacles, which is an eight-day feast that people celebrated or remembered the wilderness wanderings of Moses and the Israelites. And they also used that time to celebrate the fall harvest. So this happens in the fall. And everybody would go to Judea or to Jerusalem, more specifically in Judea, for all of the major festivals. And we see them do this several times during each year. And Jesus's own brothers try to get him to go down there. But we see in verse 5 that it says, for even his own brothers did not believe in him. So they're trying to get him to go down so that his disciples could see what he could do. So they're looking for proof, it looks like, for who Jesus is. And Jesus kind of tells them, no, I'm not going to go. But Jesus ends up going anyways. Not only does he end up going down to Judea, but he goes to the temple, and he goes to the temple courts outside the temple, and he starts teaching people. Now, this is halfway through the festival. So this would have been, 4 days into the festival. And people, it says in verse 15, that word that we've talked about several times, it says the Jews there were amazed and asked, how did this man get such learning without having been taught? And we see the rest of this chapter. In essence, people are going back and forth trying to figure out who Jesus is, trying to find answers, asking questions, even to the point of some people saying, well, isn't the Messiah supposed to be from David's homeland of Bethlehem? And had they questioned Jesus about that, I think he would have let them know that he indeed was born in Bethlehem, just a few miles south of Jerusalem where they were, but grew up about 100 miles north of there. But you see this back and forth as the tension about Jesus continues to increase, and divisions between people are happening, it seems like, about every day at this point in his ministry. And so several times we see them wanting to arrest Jesus, but they can't do it. Either he walks through the crowd, or for some reason they're not able to arrest him. But what I want you to think about today is what we see clear back here in John chapter 7 about Jesus in his teachings causing divisions. It's been doing that the last 2,000 years, hasn't it? You look at the teachings of Jesus. You look at the teachings in the New Testament about what sin is and specific sins, and the Bible's really clear about some of the sins that our world seems to think are okay now. And whenever the Word of God is brought up or taught, it causes division. Now, I wish I could say to you that those divisions are going to become less. I recently went on vacation, and the waiter on our cruise in the main dining hall, we got the same waiter every day, and his name was Amit, and got to know Amit a little bit over the week and just loved on him. And when it came to be the last day of our cruise, we had told Amit that we really wanted to pray for him and for him to be thinking about what he would like prayer for. Now, Amit was from India, so I'm assuming that he was Hindu, and in the Hindu faith there are hundreds of different gods to choose from. And when we readdress this with Amit on his last day, on the last day of our cruise, we said, what can we pray for you? And he was very appreciative, but his answer was world peace. I'd like you to pray that everybody could just have world peace. And he left our table, and I turned to my aunt and uncle who were sitting with us, and I said, you know, I've come to love that man over the last week, but that's not what the Bible tells us is going to happen in the last days. Division, because of God's word, will become greater, and we will never experience world peace. So no matter what the waiter wants, and just love that young man and pray for him and continue to pray for him, or whatever the Miss America pageant contestants who when asked what they want to see and they say world peace, it's just not going to happen. And as long as God's word is alive, which is always, there will be people who are divided because they don't want that kind of accountability in their lives. So I wish I could say it's going to get better. I wish I could say that God's word is going to be seen by people and people are going to wake up in our nation and say, oh, wow, yeah, Jesus, let's try that. But that's not the direction that we're heading. I hope and I pray that for all of us, we desire to follow God more than we desire people being angry with us for following God's ways. That's the mark of a true disciple, when we've counted the cost and we've decided that it's worth it to follow Jesus. Jesus knew full well that divisions would come because he preached something very different than the world preached back then. And it's very different than what our world preaches to us today. And we are to stay steadfast and to follow him even when it's not popular. I'll talk to you tomorrow.